Well, as I'm sure you've heard by now, O.J. Simpson, the football star turned movie star turned divisive suspect in a double murder, has died of cancer at the age of 76. The death, announced yesterday by his family, has led to an outpouring of conflicted feelings, stirring memories of a famous slow car chase through Los Angeles and a trial that exposed deep divisions between white and black Americans on race and the criminal justice system. Jim Moray anchored CNN's coverage of the trial in 1995. He's now chief correspondent for Inside Edition. Jim, welcome to Here and Now.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
So O.J. Simpson had such a unique brand, a real crossover celebrity for so many audiences. Help us understand why this so-called trial of the century was so mesmerizing and why so many people cared.
It was really the perfect storm. I've often reflected on that moment as the birth of reality television. And if you look at that time, it was prior to the internet, prior to social media. There was no MSNBC, no Fox. The only 24-hour news network was CNN, and CNN and Court TV were the only two national networks covering the trial gavel to gavel. And people were obsessed because O.J. was larger than life. He really transcended sport and became a celebrity in and of itself. He did commercials. He did movies. He wasn't known as a great actor, but there was something beloved about him. He couldn't walk down the street in any city in America without people screaming, O.J., how you doing? Hey, Juice. And there was this person that we thought we knew, and that was being shown alongside this sociopathic killer that the prosecutor said he was. It was very hard to reconcile those two, and it was riveting television. And it was riveting television because it was carried live.
Mm-hmm.
And so people were seeing everything. And it really had sex, it had betrayal, it had celebrity, it had race, it had privilege, it had murder. And this was before all of the true crime shows, but it really birthed that genre, and it fueled people's need to watch this. It's fascinating because while we were covering the trial at CNN during the day, soap opera viewership, oddly enough, went down tremendously and never really came back because this was a real life soap opera.
Yeah.
And you really have to put that in the context of this wasn't entertainment, even though people found it entertaining, because it was a double murder and it was a horrific crime. And you really have to be mindful, as I always was and still am, that two people died a horrible death. And it was really justice denied for their families.
Mm-hmm. Simpson's acquittal of those murder charges revealed a fundamental fault line in this country. So many black people welcomed the verdict. Many white people were in disbelief. What were the ramifications of that in American culture and how we viewed each other?
Well, you have to remember this came on the heels just a couple of years after the Rodney King incident, this beating that was captured on tape and the white officers who were exonerated in a criminal trial. And it really highlighted not only the different perceptions of whites and African Americans toward the police and vice versa, but really the very real differences in how they were treated. And I think that when O.J. Simpson was found not guilty, even if you thought he was guilty and you were African American, you still felt the sense of, well, that's payback, that's karma, because it's our time to win. And it was difficult, if you're not aware of this cultural phenomenon, to say, well, how does that make sense? But I think that it's a divide that we see even with George Floyd years later, 25 years later. There's a difference in how police react to and respond to African-Americans versus white defendants. And there's a two-tier justice system that's perceived, if not real. And I think that lingers today, and it was really laid bare in the O.J. Simpson trial. He was an unlikely beneficiary, in my view.
2 years after the criminal trial, O.J. Simpson lost a civil trial. I covered that trial. I remember Simpson, he was ordered to pay $33.5 million to the relatives Nicole Brown and Ron Goldman. He paid just a fraction of that before his death. I'm curious, will the families now get a share of his estate?
It's doubtful. The amount has now ballooned to over $100 million with interest.
Hmm.
The estate, to the extent anything that was covered under his pension was protected. And that's basically all that they got, the amount that was outside of the pension. I think the estate of Nicole Brown Simpson got $1.5 million, which didn't even cover the court costs and so forth. So I think it's unlikely that the victims' families will see anything.
It's a case that sparked a national conversation, certainly about race and domestic violence and police conduct, that we are still talking about today. Jim Moray covered the trial of O.J. Simpson for CNN. Jim, thank you so much. Good to have you.
It's a pleasure to be with you. Thank you so much for asking for me.